Welcome back to the Wild Thoughts podcast. Today we're back with our career episodes. We love these episodes, and today we're going to be talking about how to be more confident at work. So this is going to be a fun one. I feel like everyone struggles with not feeling confident at some point at their job, and like it's a super normal thing, but we're just going to give some tips on how you can be more confident because it's super important.
Exactly.
So just to get into it, we found a report that said confidence was reported as the number one issue affecting performance and happiness at work. So you better believe that this is important.
Fake it till you make it, baby.
Exactly. So we're just going to talk about a bit why it is important. I'm sure you guys know that it's important, but sometimes just breaking down exactly why it would benefit you to be more confident at work might be more beneficial to you.
Yeah.
The first point is you'll be taken more seriously. So if you speak very little, or like you're shy when you speak and you sound kind of unsure of yourself, people are not going to trust you fully. And like, they might accept your opinions and on some things, but they're never going to fully trust your opinion enough to follow it, because you sound like you don't trust yourself.
Yeah.
And you sound like you don't trust what you're saying. So your opinions won't be as impactful as you think it would be unless you're confident and assertive in giving your opinions.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Because if you're like hesitant about a thought or something, then you're not sure of yourself.
Yeah.
So
yeah, you're kind of like, okay, I get it, but like there's always a but that's
gonna
be underlying there.
Yeah, exactly.
So the next point, you'll be able to do more and you might be more willing to take action. So you'll get more projects to work on that can help you push your boundaries and like improve and learn more at your job. And that's also gonna build your confidence, because if you're receiving more work, it means that people have that trust in you and they think you'll be able to accomplish it. So obviously you're going to feel better about yourself, which is just going to keep increasing your confidence there. You'll move up the ladder a lot quicker because you're getting these new projects. So everything comes back to kind of success and kind of seeing that, like, if you're more secure in yourself, then obviously you're going to be able to do more and perform better at your job.
That's true. You see, I didn't realize that when you get more tasks, it could kind of mean that, oh, you're the higher up, have trust in you. I didn't see that correlation right away, but now that you say it, it kind of makes sense. It's like, it's like feedback, but in a way, the better you are at your job, the more tasks you'll get because people trust you and they know that you can complete it. So I guess we can take it as a compliment, but it's nice to get that direct feedback, obviously.
For sure, for sure. You'll also be able to communicate more effectively and professionally because, again, if you're unsure about yourself and you're kind of whispering opinions and like not really saying what you really want because you're scared, you're not going to improve. And again, it's coming down to trust. People are not going to trust you, basically.
Yeah.
And communication is critical when it comes to career development. I think in any job, like it doesn't have to be a 9-to-5. It can be like really anything. If you can't communicate clearly and effectively, people are not going to take you seriously. It might also affect your productivity. Imagine like you don't know how to do something and you're kind of scared to ask for help because you don't want to sound incompetent or fear of judgment from other people, so you're working on it the whole day when it could have taken you 2 minutes if you just reached out and asked someone for help. That's going to affect your productivity, right? You won't be scared to put yourself out there and admit that you can't do something and ask for that help, right?
Exactly.
Your lack of confidence might actually affect the team culture, because if you're shy and kind of like reserved, people might kind of not be comfortable enough to like share things or comfortable around you. And like, if it's affecting your work as well, the whole team can't succeed because you're kind of holding them back in some way. I feel like that's more of an extreme case, but it does have like an underlying effect on your team.
If people or your colleagues can see that maybe you're a little insecure at work, they might be afraid to give you feedback. You won't respond to feedback in a positive manner. That's one of the other reasons why it's like super important.
Yeah, 100%. And then lastly, if you're confident in yourself, even if you fail or like you don't complete something and like not reaching your success point or what you have to do to accomplish the task, you'll be able to bounce back and keep on working at it and keep on trying.
Yeah.
because you're confident in yourself and you're sure of your abilities. Whereas if you weren't confident, I think you'd give up. Just like be like, well, I can't do this.
Yeah, exactly. It would kind of feed into your insecurity. You would justify like, oh, I'm not good at this because exactly. I failed.
And you're also like heavily relying on other people's opinions. And if you do fail and you're already insecure about yourself, it's a recipe for disaster.
Yeah. Why do we feel incompetent and not confident at work sometimes? And where does it come from? First of all, we just want to say that this is totally normal. You're not a freak of nature if you feel not confident at work. I mean, I feel it too. I think it happens to everybody. It's kind of a work in progress. But doing some research, we found that the reason why we can feel incompetent is kind of normal. We create unrealistic expectations for ourselves that other people probably don't expect from us, but we have this idea. It can also be linked to like imposter syndrome. But there's a quote from a researcher named Andrew Hill, and he talks about perfectionism, and he says that perfectionism isn't a behavior. It's a way of thinking about yourself. And this way of seeing yourself can mean that you always judge yourself as not enough. It's a lot of inner work, I think. Yeah. You kind of have to learn how to be confident in different settings, but also once you're confident in life in general, can carry that way of thinking in other aspects. Yeah. In your life, you can apply it anywhere. So it's really the way you see yourself, and it's okay to not be perfect. Don't be so hard on yourself. It's really just practice, and you'll become more confident as you go through life and have experiences. Our next point was that your worth doesn't equal your success at work. You shouldn't put yourself down to what you're accomplishing just at work. You as a person is combined of many different things and not just what you accomplish at work. You have your personal life, you have your other goals. So work is just a small part of your life. So don't depend all of your success on everything you accomplish at work. And ABC News had a good quote where they said, those who focus on intrinsic goals such as personal growth, enduring relationships, and helping in the community showed substantial increases in life satisfaction, well-being, and happiness areas. Your happiness doesn't have to come from what you're doing at work. Yeah. Work can be a 9-to-5 or a couple hours a day, but it isn't your whole life. And there's other parts of your life that can make you feel satisfied. So I feel like that's a super good point, that work is not the end all be all. Like, there are other things around it. And then next, there was obviously imposter syndrome, which we always mention. We have an episode about it if you guys want to go check it out. Yeah, exactly. It's in season 3. It's episode 23. But I think imposter syndrome is very prevalent. We always feel like we're not good enough and that we don't have the capacities or the actual qualifications, but we do, because we would not be in the position if we didn't. And sometimes you may not know enough about the project or people related to do the task, which is why you feel kind of incompetent or not good enough, and you don't want to ask for help, like Kathy mentioned, because the fear of being judged or feeling like you're not smart enough to do something. There's no point in your life or career where you stop doing that. There's always an opportunity to ask for help. We don't know everything. Our colleagues are there to help each other, and you may not have a quality that your colleague is super strong at, and vice versa. Exactly. So just take advantage.
That's what being in a team is about.
Yeah, use your resources or your network. Next, we're gonna dive into the question of the week. The question of the week was, have you ever felt inadequate or imposter syndrome at work? So 40% of people said yes, all the time.
Whoa.
60% said sometimes, depends the situation, and then 0% said nope, never.
So that just proves our point where like everyone feels this at a certain point in their life.
Exactly.
Like, it's inevitable.
It doesn't mean just because you feel it at one point that you're always going to have it. Exactly. And it could also depend, I guess, on the situation, if you feel more of an imposter or not. If you're more knowledgeable about a topic, then you might not feel it as much. But we're going to work through it. And I think it's always going to be kind of work in progress for different moments in your life.
And it doesn't matter the age either, because I feel like, yes, it might be happening more if you're like fresh out of college or university mm-hmm. and you're doing a job for the first time. Obviously, that's going to happen there because you don't know much
yeah.
about True. The outside world. So you're going to feel like you don't know anything and kind of feel incompetent a little bit. But even if you're starting a new role when you're like 50 or 60 and you're trying to get into a new job, like you're going to feel it then too. Like age is just a number.
That's a good point. I didn't think of it like that for sure.
So we're going to dive into our tips on how to be more confident at work. Think about the reason why you were hired for this job. There's always going to be a reason why. You're not going to be hired for something if they think you can't do it. Just play off of that. Like, obviously, you're there for a reason. Mm-hmm. They liked some of your strengths. Obviously, you're going to have weaknesses in some areas, but mm-hmm. that's always going to be like a learning curve. You can't know everything. So just go in there and be confident that they hired me for a reason. I'm going to do this and I can do this.
Exactly. And I feel like you should feel super proud when you do get hired because it means that you were a good fit for the company. You share the similar vision as them. You have, like Kathy said, what they're looking for. You have the profile. So that's an amazing start. And you were kind of competing against all these other people, and everyone, you know, has an opportunity that's meant for them, so it's okay if you don't get a job or etc. But to get something that you wanted, mm-hmm. it's like, okay, other people were also wanting this and they chose you, so it's a nice kind of boost, I think. So our next tip is to emulate others who inspire you. So kind of like we said, fake it till you make it. Try to maybe model the vision and behaviors of people that inspire you, and that can help you become more confident. For example, some small tips that can just make you feel less insecure, like fixing your posture, sitting up straight, walking with your back straight, answering with confidence, being assertive and sure of what you're saying, and very like decisive, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
And then also making other small changes in your gesture. Like if, for example, you want to be less intimidated speaking up in front of your colleagues during a meeting, you can take small actions. It doesn't have to be something drastic where you're going to like pitch a proposal. Yeah. But it can be, for example, now that we're working in more hybrid modes and you can work from home and there's a Zoom meeting, you can turn your camera on. I think that's like a sign of confidence because... For sure. People can see you and you're putting yourself out there.
Yeah.
So it can be small things like that or preparing a question to ask at the end of the meeting.
Okay, the next one is take development courses that can help you improve. So often when you feel incompetent at your job, it might be because maybe you're not as knowledgeable about a certain topic that you need to accomplish something. Mm-hmm. So in that case, if you take courses online, there's like LinkedIn Learning or even like certain certifications that you can find online for free that can help you. I know some companies even offer courses. Mm-hmm. Like my company offers like Excel courses, and just like always being open mm-hmm. to learning more about something, because if you're like shut off and you're like, oh, I studied this already, I don't need to know mm-hmm. anything else, like obviously you're not going to improve at your job and you're going to feel like you don't know enough to accomplish it.
Yeah, exactly. And I feel like there's always a learning curve in a job. Even if you knew the field pretty well, as you progress in your job, you're going to get more difficult tasks where you're going to have to learn something, do some research. Like we said, you're never going to know everything. And as you go up, you're going to have more knowledge. So I think it totally makes sense. Something that we preach all the time is stop speaking to yourself in a negative way. Don't talk to yourself negatively, whether it's in your personal life or at work, even negative thoughts. Try to give yourself feedback in a constructive manner that's positive. When you're receiving feedback from other people, also try to take it in like a positive manner. Obviously, if they're like screaming at you, it depends how they're...
Cut that off.
Yeah, that's different. Don't take it personally, and don't be hard on yourself once you receive that feedback. It's normal to make mistakes and it's natural.
Yeah.
So don't be so hard on yourself. Don't discredit yourself or put yourself down. Like, use language that is confident. For example, don't be like, oh, I'm not sure, or oh, I'm a rookie or a newbie, so I wouldn't know. Like, don't discredit your opinions because you're allowed to have a voice even if you're starting a new job. And don't always apologize after saying something. You don't need to say sorry unless you hurt somebody.
Yeah.
Vocabulary, I think, is super important.
It could happen that maybe you are new to the role and you don't know everything, but even if you give your opinion about something, it might spark someone else's inspiration information and might still contribute to the project that you're doing. Yes. So like, don't be afraid to speak freely. And then I do this a lot where like sometimes I'll make a mistake and I'll be like, oh my God, I'm so dumb. And like immediately if I'm at work and I say that, like a coworker is like, don't call yourself dumb.
Yeah.
I'm not showing that I'm not confident about myself, but it's like an immediate response to call myself dumb for some reason when I do something like that. That's what we're saying. You got to cut off those like immediate responses to yourself. It's not that you're dumb, you made a mistake and you're gonna learn from it. You catch it, so you're gonna realize like what you did wrong. So.
I do that too. I think it's a coping mechanism to show the person that we're not actually dumb. It's messed up. It's like this psychological weird way of coping. Yeah. One thing I wanted to add is more related to school and kind of about asking questions and speaking up and all of that. A lot of times in classes, I was not talkative at all. I would never ask questions. But most of the time, it's because I didn't, like, no questions popped up. I'm like, why are all these people coming up with questions? Yeah, yeah. Sometimes I would have a question, but I was like, oh no, like, I'm not going to ask it because why did no one else ask it?
But I feel like at school, it's like embarrassing for some reason. Even me, when I was like in calculus, let's say, I would know the answer to stuff and I wouldn't speak up. And like, eventually I started to speak up and it was kind of like the teacher always looked at me to like say the answer. It was kind of embarrassing because I'm like, I'm not a nerd.
There's nothing wrong with being a nerd.
It's like, I don't know why. It's like school is like a whole other atmosphere.
Like I was like, oh wait, I have this question, but then I wouldn't ask it because I'm like, why did nobody else ask it? That must mean that I'm stupid.
I feel that.
Then sometimes I would risk it and be brave enough to ask the question. It was a good question because they answered and I realized it's because nobody else thought about it maybe.
Yeah.
Or it just wasn't something in their mind.
Other people are scared to ask it too.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So our next tip is don't be afraid to give your opinion and give feedback. It shows that you actually care about what you're doing and you're interested. And it also shows that you're sure enough of yourself to actually speak freely and give your opinion.
Monitor your accomplishments. So what we mean by that is writing down projects you're accomplished already or that you're working on. So that way you can see your progress. You can have a visual of everything you've achieved, because I think when they're in our head, we forget, obviously. We 100%. Don't, and we don't keep track. We undermine ourselves and we don't realize everything we've accomplished. So I think it's a nice reminder. It's super fun to look back at everything we've achieved throughout the year. And I'm sure you'll be surprised at how many things you were able to complete. And even seeing the progress is nice. So,
and they also say to do this, like, for your salary review at the end of the year to say, like, okay, I deserve a raise because of this.
Smart.
So it's a good way to do that.
Smart.
Next, carefully consider how you react to your bosses and colleagues' actions. So I think this is, like, a common, like, therapy thing that obviously you can't control how other people react to things, but you can control how you react, right? It's said here in this article that we read that the most effective way to gain confidence is elevating your emotional radar in the workplace. Take the actions that your boss and colleagues are saying, but understand that like maybe they're reacting this way because of something else that triggered them that day, or like sometimes you might have like a bad experience or you might be caught in like a toxic conversation or toxic environment and understand that like it's not you, there's something else that's going on. So don't react in a negative way towards yourself or back to them. Remember that you can control how you're reacting to things, and if you're putting yourself down because of how they're reacting, you might not know what's going on, basically.
Exactly.
And you just have to understand, like, you can be confident in yourself even though they might be putting you down, but it's not necessarily because you're incapable of doing something.
It's not because of your work.
Exactly.
Yeah, that makes sense. I've experienced this, I think, and now it's totally okay. But in the moment, I was like,
like, it's very hard to detach yourself from the situation. It's not that you as a person are incompetent.
Okay, it's not like everything you do.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's like, invalid.
Don't blow it up, basically.
Exactly.
This is very hard to
do. No, I understand what you're saying. It's like it can be one small thing that maybe is not your strength, but does not invalidate all the other skills you have. Okay. So I think this next point is more about how you feel in the workplace in terms of like dress code and dressing up for work. Dress with comfort and in something that you feel good. Sometimes it could be more of like a casual You want to dress down a bit just because you want to be comfy at work. Sometimes you want to dress up, like whatever you feel comfortable in and whatever your mood is. Mm-hmm. I feel like we dress to 100%. Whatever we're feeling. Yeah. And our mood is. Sometimes, for example, at work, I want to be more in something that's not like restrictive, but sometimes I want to be like corporate baddie. So, you know, it really depends, but definitely dress with comfort. And just because one day you're super stylish and out there doesn't mean every day you need to like wake up 10 hours early to like be there. But
you might see other people dressing in a certain way, and don't force yourself to dress that way if that's not you.
Be you,
then you're not going to feel comfortable, and that's also going to affect your confidence. Next, reach out and network with colleagues. So I feel like colleagues are 100% a support system at work. Obviously, you're going to rely on their opinions of yourself, because like you might not feel comfortable, especially if you're at a new job. You kind of want to be friendly and make friends, and like you're gonna be thinking about what they think of you. Just reaching out to colleagues, like asking them for help, like relying on them. Like if you're feeling some type of way and you need to talk to a friend, your colleagues have been through it, so they're gonna know how to get you through that and help you work on with your confidence. So just like talk to them.
The next tip is basically the same theme we've been saying, but coming to terms with your mistakes and failures. Just accept them and don't beat yourself up. Don't go overthinking and trying to like super analyze everything. Totally normal. And maybe it's not a mistake, it's just something that you did differently than someone else maybe, and they expected a certain way. It's not that big of a deal. Don't read too much into it. Just see how you can take feedback if you get and improve.
Next, create boundaries and respect them from the start. So we have like a whole episode on this, but boundaries are super important in the workplace. And if you're not respecting your own boundaries and you're feeling uncomfortable, again, uncomfort is going to affect your confidence, and it's going to make you feel more insecure, more inadequate. So just set those boundaries and enforce them.
Like creating boundaries, I feel like, is like a sense of assertiveness.
Yes.
So it already creates that confidence by you speaking up and being like, oh, this is how I like things. Yeah, exactly. The last little tip is that realizing that fear is part of growth. I love that. It's totally normal to be scared, especially if you're in a new environment or you're doing a new task or project. Fear is part of your progress. It's part of your growth. And you won't grow if you always avoid that fear.
Yeah, if you stay in your comfort zone.
Like, learn to be uncomfortable with the uncomfort.
Yes.
And I used to be like, what the heck are you talking about? I don't want to do that. That does not sound fun. But now going through an experience, I understand.
Yeah.
And it does get comfortable after. I guess we can end off the episode. We hope you guys enjoyed it. I think it was super educational, maybe not educational, but motivational for anyone going back to work. Yeah, inspiring, starting work. We hope these tips help you. If you have any other tips, definitely let us know in the comments, or you can message us. As usual, subscribe to us on YouTube, like, comment, share. We're also on Instagram, TikTok, Facebook at Wild Thoughts Pod, and you can follow our personal socials that will be in the description down below. And we wish you a good day.
Oh my gosh.
Bye.